Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. My name is Bee Zitting. My pronouns are they, them. My project is Pillars. That is with my bandmate, Ryan Collenberg. I play drums and guitar. He plays bass and guitar. Being in a band dynamic sort of, I guess it creates a, or at least in the case of more technical music, it sort of creates like an inefficiency. Not to say that that's like the most valued part of the music, but I do feel that the level of communication was incredibly improved when it was only amongst one person communicating their entire melodic idea or their entire musical idea to someone who is able to understand and identify the rhythmic ideas. And in that dynamic, I feel we're able to bounce ideas off of each other a lot more fluidly and a lot more freely, just given that there's one person in charge of the melodic ideas and the musical ideas, and another who is completely in charge of the rhythmic and the dynamic layers or parts, I guess. With the duo dynamic, it just creates like efficiency, not in the sense that we're able, like that we're just like busting out songs or like, oh, we're able to just like write fucking music. But I don't know. I think I mean efficiency in the sense that it creates like a more open and more communicative creative environment, and it allows for ideas to actually be efficiently and particularly brought into fruition. My initial vision for what I wanted to convey with Pillars when I first had the inclination to convey a specific aesthetic or emotion via music was to bring recognition to the emotions that are conveyed through how a lot of not only Greek and Roman mythology is presented within their culture, but also how a lot of culture and how a lot of spiritualism is conveyed and reassured through, I guess, religious figures and the ability to connect specific spiritual ideas to entities that are omnipotent or somewhat like in control of our physical world. I find a lot of interest in the idea that through a culture spiritual understanding, they are able to deduct something out of reality that is equally as valid as something as atheism or Christianity or any other religion. And I feel that I just find a lot of fascination in the fact that they were, as a culture, able to convey their emotions through ideals or like fictional events. But I feel a lot of those events really translate into actual human interaction. When I have looked into a lot of mythology or stories such as that, that, you know, are presented as fictional stories but still have applicability to our real life, I want to try to convey the grandioseness and the power and the drama that a lot of these figures have within that culture, but just through music.
Thank you.
feel a lot of what my music has lacked is my ability to not focus on the performance as much and more on how musical elements and how rhythmic ideas coexist and how I can manipulate those ideas to convey different emotions, as opposed to working with the materials that I do have, which have served me really well, but it still just fundamentally, just as a art form, I feel is pretty limiting. End of March, I started a project with my brother, which is a sort of an offshoot EP of Pillars. It's mainly of my production, of my music, but under the name Pillars, because I still feel it represents a lot of the aesthetic and musical aspects that I want to try to communicate through Pillars. Ryan and I are creating an EP that does centralize mainly on the duo dynamic. With the quarantine EP, there's a lot of abstract ideas and a lot of, I guess, harmonic variation that I want to be able to experiment with as much as possible. As musicians, I want to try to accurately portray how Ryan and I have worked in a duo dynamic and the sort of things that are able to be achieved and attained musically and aesthetically through the duo dynamic. I think with the quarantine EP, what definitely discerns that from the EP that Ryan and I are creating is the fact that, of course, it's mainly produced and, I guess, directed. I don't want to place myself as a director in an album in any sense, but I don't know. I feel in this case, there's something that I want to try to convey through production that I don't necessarily have the ability to through a band setting. Since it is more production centralized, I try to view it as like more of a compositional element as opposed to a record for my band. Since I've been working on these two EPs simultaneously, it's created a sense of perspective on what sort of ideas I am able to convey through solely my instrument or solely a instrumental environment, but also has given me a perspective on how in turn I can support a lot of the melodic and a lot of the instrumental elements that reside in the band setting Pillars with production, and what things that I found through my portrayal of Pillars can be utilized within not only the music that I've brought to the table with a lot of the band setting music, but also with what Ryan has and how I can be a direct influence in what we want to do production wise. A lot less of the elements of the duo EP currently aren't as fleshed out as the ones that are on my solo EP. It's given me a perspective and understanding of the sort of things I will be able to convey through production, but also how I'll be able to use production to support the band dynamic.
The song I've chosen to listen to in full is called Silk Step, off of The Pillars, live on tape at the Beehive, 7/22/19. And the reason I've chosen this is because, one, it is probably the only recording that we will ever have of this piece, and also I feel it represents the catalyst for a lot of the things I want to convey musically, and I feel it deserves some recognition in that sense.
currently we have music under the URL pillarsslc.bandcamp.com. Of course, we'll release both these EPs on Bandcamp, but they'll also be on streaming. We have an Instagram. Our @ is pillarsslc. I believe that we'll probably be releasing our duo EP before the solo EP, so you'll most likely be seeing that one before, but it's all sort of up in the air in the moment, so we'll just have to see how it plays out.
If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.